Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Tazayim Mishnah Ches, Chapter 16, Mishnah 8. The rule is that if a non-Jewish person does malacha, does something that's prohibited for a Jew to do on Shabbos, for his own personal benefit, so the non-Jew is doing it for his own usage, then a Jew may even derive benefit from that. But if the non-Jew did the malacha on behalf of a Jew, even though the Jew didn't ask him to do it, it's still prohibited for a Jewish person to derive benefit from that malacha, that prohibited type of work. So let's see the Mishnah. If a non-Jewish person turns on a light, lights a lamp, and he does it just for himself, Mishtamish L'Or Yisrael, a Jewish person is allowed to use that light as well because it was not done on his behalf. Vibishvil Yisrael. But let's say the non-Jew comes into a Jewish home and he sees that it's dark and he turns on the lights. Also, the Jew is not allowed to derive benefit from that light. Similarly, Milei Mayim. If let's say the non-Jew went into private property, filled up a large bucket of water, and he brought it into the public property, Lahashkos Behemto, to give his animal to drink. He pours it into a trough in public property, and he starts giving his animal to drink. And then the animal walks away, and there's still water left. Mashka Achar of Yisrael, the Jewish person, is allowed to give his animal to drink water, and we're not concerned that the non-Jewish person will add additional water for the Jew. However, the Gemara explains that this is only when the non-Jewish person that filled up the trough with water doesn't know the Jew. But if let's say they're friendly, then the Jew is not allowed to give his animal to drink from the leftover water in that trough, because the Chachamim made a decree, they made a gezerah, that maybe the non-Jew will take out more water on his behalf. Now this is only by something like water where one increases the volume. But in the previous case of the ner, of the lamp, turning on a light for somebody, where the Gemara teaches us, ner le'echad ner le'meya, one light can serve one person, it could also serve 100, then we say that since the non-Jewish person did it on his own behalf, the Jewish person may derive benefit on Shabbos, even if they are friendly and they know one another. Continues the Mishnah, but if the non-Jew filled up extra water for the Jew, aser, it's prohibited for the Jew to use it. Let's say a non-Jewish person made a gangplank or a ramp to get off of a boat. Yored Achar Yisrael, then a non-Jew may follow him and walk off of that gangplank on Shabbos. But if the non-Jewish person did it specifically for the Jew, also then it's prohibited for the Jewish person to use it. Masli Gemara says that there was a practical story by Rabban Gamliel Bezakein, with Rabban Gamliel and the elders, they were traveling in a boat on Shabbos, and a non-Jewish person made a ramp, a gangplank that they can go off of the boat onto the dry land. And they went down. Rabban Gamliel Bezakein, Rabban Gamliel and the Zakenim. Now the problem with this really is that the law is that if you are on a boat, you're not allowed to go off of the boat on Shabbos. So how are the rabbis permitted? So the Tosefta teaches us that the boat arrived on Erev Shabbos, before it became Shabbos, and therefore they were permitted to go down on Shabbos. But if let's say the boat would have arrived on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go onto the dry land unless the boat all the time was within the Tchum, within about 4,000 feet. It's its own discussion what a Tchum is, because if you come from outside of the Tchum on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move, and therefore they wouldn't be permitted to disembark. But obviously, the Tosefta says this is talking about where they were there before Shabbos, they just didn't have a chance to get off. Then they could use the ramp that the non-Jewish person constructed. Wishing you a beautiful day and a wonderful rest of your week.